Hi, Denny Johnson again. I wanted to share with you something I've really been practicing and enjoying, and I feel like I'm just getting started, and I can feel the real value of it. So I wanted to share it soon rather than later. So here I am. It's about sunset. Here is a crafted image of sunset. The birds, the water, the lake, the animals, the giraffes, the elephants, all the different diversity. It's designed to be a symbolic but literal message about the diversity of all species. I personally believe that we are healthier, wiser, and happier with more and more diversity in nature. Yes, I know, and I don't know the actual figures, that's somewhere in the last 100 years, we've lost 60% of the diversity of species on Earth. There's no accurate way to measure these. In the insect realm and the realm of fish and animals and birds, we don't really know because we actually haven't discovered them all anyway. I'm looking at the number of species of birds. I'm looking at the fish and the animals. But I think the same thing is true for human beings. It is by our diversity that we are strengthened and fortified. We are lifted and amplified through our diversity. Now, this diversity to me is also a personal practice at the specific time of the day. So I'm practicing to remember, sometimes throughout the day as well, that the 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock time in the evening is called the two girl time. That's the time of the evening, the peace of the evening. It is probably the most significant time of the day for the movement of animals. Yes, there's some debate about sunrise being more, but I kind of favor sunset. They're both valuable. I do them both. But sunset, the nocturnal animals are coming to the lake to drink. The daytime animals are coming to the lake to drink. They're unified in this process of the experience of water. The 2 hours before sunset, between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., is what we call the five girl time period. That is physically the immune system, that's grandmother, that's father's mother's mother, that's the thyroid function, that's also linked into the thymus function. And this time of the day corresponds to the celebratory experience of singing birds. To me, singing birds are the messengers of the experience of joy, celebration, laughter. Well, that's my experience. I'm really enjoying them. So this is what I call five into two, where the animals, five, global unity function, comes to the lake of peace. So this is designed to take my immune system function, which is the unifying function of the human body, and it not only unifies glands, organs, body systems, in the blood, outside the blood, in the organs, between the organs, on the skin, it is also my system, in my opinion, whereby we connect our physical body to our etheric body, spirit body, mind, whatever you want to call it. And it's through this connection, physical body, spirit body, soul. Soul, mind, body. So I'm practicing this experience of the unification inside me. So I'm going literally in my imagination, inside my genetic code And for now, I'm using a vertical image that I've shared before. And I'm wanting to unify my 5 and my 2. Peace and unity. Very nice to be able to cool down my emotional inflammation, which is to me a 5-girl function, and to experience the greater unity of this diversity as a healing instrument for myself, my family, my friends, others. So I'm really enjoying this. I urge you to consider a celebratory moment with the sunset and the species of the world. Find a few singing birds or sing yourself if you want. I occasionally do. So that you enjoy that function of integration and feeling it. Compassion for all living things is a reality. The ability to be able to feel it all is a choice. I urge you to consider that choice and then maybe engage in as much as you can. So that's where I am. I'll come back again and give you more of my experiences as they occur to me. See you soon.